And now to what has happened to some other former Guantanamo prisoners, detainees who have been released to countries including Yemen and Saudi Arabia. A good number of them have ended up joining the ranks of Al-Qaeda's branch in Yemen. It's called Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. The group was behind the Christmas Day airline bombing attempt last year and the cargo bomb plot last month. Both those plots aimed for American targets. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston explores whether this Al-Qaeda branch is targeting America because of its members' experiences with America.
Read down Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula's membership roster, and it's full of people who were either held at Guantanamo or have a long-term connection to America. The list includes the brother of the group's leader, AQAP's second-in-command, its operations chief, its top theologian. They all spent time at Guantanamo. Then there are the group's high-profile American members, radical cleric Anwar al-Awlaki and propagandist Samir Khan. Analysts say they think personal experiences with the U.S. have had a profound effect on the group.
This struggle for them has become personal.
Bruce Hoffman is in charge of security studies at Georgetown University.
It's not just the political goal of harming or damaging an enemy, but it's the enormous personal self-satisfaction that sort of act enables the perpetrator to derive.
For former Guantanamo detainees and angry expatriates, the battle against America isn't just theoretical, it's visceral.
You know, Osama bin Laden had very, you know, philosophical goals with his movement and original movements of Al-Qaeda.
Rick Nelson is a terrorism expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
He didn't really have a personal grudge against the United States. He held something against U.S. and Western policies. What you're seeing with some of the affiliates, and particularly with Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, their operations are based more out of personal nature and a personal vendetta, more than it is out of the greater Al-Qaeda narrative.
Some former Guantanamo detainees have created their own narrative.
I can tell you, I penned a poem in Guantanamo Bay called Indictment USA.
That's former detainee Muazzam Beg. Just this week, he was among the former Guantanamo prisoners to whom the British government promised compensation. In an interview with NPR last year, he recited a poem that offers a glimpse of how someone in his position might see America.
The last verses are like this. They suffered an atrocity and want us all to pay, but I wish no proximity to such a USA. Vulgarity is not my style, but still I have to say, this occasion causes me to revile, so the USA.
Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula is filled with people who share Beg's experience and perhaps his anger toward the U.S. Then there's a second group influencing Al-Qaeda's arm in Yemen. It's American members. Radical cleric Anwar al-Awlaki left the U.S. in 2002 and was arrested in Yemen 4 years later. He blames the U.S.
For the first 9 months, I was in solitary confinement in an underground cell.
That's al-Awlaki in a telephone interview with Muazzam Beg in 2007, shortly after he was released.
No interaction with any other prisoner was allowed for the entire 9 months.
Then there's another American, a 25-year-old named Samir Khan from North Carolina. He never went to prison, but showed a dislike for the U.S. before he ever joined AQAP.
They are disbelievers if they don't accept Islam, and if they die upon that, then they're the people of hellfire, and I have no concern for them.
Khan is now believed to be the editor of AQAP's English language magazine, Inspire. Its second issue came out in October. On page 51 is a photograph of the Chicago skyline, with no explanation. Less than a month later, AQAP sent two explosive-laden packages on cargo planes to the U.S. Their destination? Chicago. The photo may have been a clue dangled on a string for U.S. intelligence officials to puzzle out, a dig they would understand after the fact. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.